Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. Hello, hello, gorgeous souls. Welcome to Diamonds and Pearls podcast. Today is our first episode of the new year. Super excited to hold the space here and just spend time with you as we move into this new year. How are you, ladies? How are things going? I can say it feels like it's been a long time. I don't know how you girls feel, but I know it is only January 8th, but it feels like we've already been in the new year for a while. I don't know if maybe it's just me, but that's kind of the feeling that I'm just getting. So how are you guys feeling? How are you doing as we're moving into this new year? Tonight, we're going to just riff on a couple different things I want to share with you, just give you a life update, just chat, see how things are going, and then dive into some topics. I'm going to share how to lead with your feminine as we're going into as we're in this year of 2024, my word for the year. And then I want to dive into Mary Magdalene, coming through around her. And I just can't wait to share and just give you some insight and maybe just share with you some of what's been coming up for me and see how it resonates for you. So with that being said, let's dive in, ladies. With this being the new year, I know how easy it is for us to get caught in the whole new vibe energy, right? Of just manifesting all our desires and getting really clear on what we want. And I think that's really important to get in the energy of your desires, right? So if you were not in my last special event I had, was 10 days of Reiki. At the very end, we created intentions for ourselves and just created space for our desires, right? To get clear on what they are. And maybe you've heard that before and you're just like, oh my gosh, like getting clear on my desires. I don't know what I want, what those desires are. Or maybe you do know what those desires are, but you have this feeling of just maybe not being able to manifest those desires. Or maybe you have, you know, some resentment or feelings of like, you know, manifestation only happens to certain people, or maybe it didn't manifest in the way that you desired. You feel me here, right? I get it. And there comes disappointment. There comes this like, you know, there's this really hard energy of judgment that we place on ourselves often when we are not accomplishing the things that we want, or maybe it just didn't turn out the way that exactly how we expected it, right? So I think there's something really important to this, is that when we are getting clear on our desires, and I think that we are so worthy of having those desires, right? We are so worthy of wanting to receive a magical and a special and a empowering, intentional life, right? And I think it's important to get excited about these things, right? It's important to get excited about what we want to accomplish in our life and having, you know, when we say having those dreams and those visions. And I've always been one of those people that, you know, always just really had big desires and often would dream and just like sit outside and just imagine, you know, what I would do, like as I was, you know, just living out my full purpose, right? And I'm sure many of you amazing ladies here are the same, right? Because you have passion, you have this fire within you, and it's not something that just goes away, right? We hold within us this like treasure box, right? And often we might open up the treasure box and we might go, this is what I want. This is what I desire. And we might share it willingly, right? To God, the divine, the universe, or maybe to like a loved one that we really care about, right? And then sometimes we might share it and then we might put it back in the box because we're just like, nah, not right now. Or no, I don't want to get hurt. Or no, I don't want to be let down. Or no, I don't want to be disappointed again, right? And it's so like honorable that if we ever, you know, really had those feelings and emotions, it's valid is the word I want to say. Valid is the word. So how do we move through this energy, right? It's like we have to clear all that stuff, right? So that we can be a clear channel and vessel of that manifestation, of that desire. So I wanted to go into this. So this kind of goes perfectly with leading with your feminine, right? So our feminine, she expresses, she holds herself, the divine feminine holds herself in her truth, in her belief, and in her stories, right? The wounded feminine is where she's, you know, she's unsure of herself. She often will doubt herself. She may feel like she's not good enough to accomplish her desires, right? And really plays on that victim role in her life. And I very much did this for myself for a really long time because I was upset and hurt and disappointed and I didn't understand why things didn't work out the way that I wanted them to. And, you know, we have that just like heavy energy, right? And I forget what, it's so weird. I was listening to something. Oh yeah, I was watching last night. You got girls, if you haven't seen Mary Magdalene, it's an actual movie. And I'm not sure if it's like on Prime or anything, but I remember it being on Netflix not too long ago. So I watched it and it was great. But as I'm talking about this, I'm just thinking about what Jesus had said to one of the women that he went to go see when he was sharing his stories and speaking to the people when he was coming to visit in Jerusalem. And he said to one of the ladies said, how do we forgive people that have hurt us, that have put us down and have literally like men that have raped other women in their experience? I mean, God, this is like heavy trauma, right? Like and I'm not saying taking this with a grain of salt at all, because that is not an easy experience to go through as a woman, right? And, you know, always honor your, what you're going through in your path. But I guess the main point of reason why I'm bringing this is because he said to her was, how does it feel to carry so much of that anger in your heart? Right? And I do believe that there is a time and a place for us to hold the anger, to hold the emotions and to express them, right? Versus like bypassing them and just forgetting how we feel when our emotions are part of our healing, right? It's part of our expression as a divine feminine. So, you know, and she was like, forgive, you know, what do you mean forgive? Like, you want me to forgive this person, this man that did that to me? Like, how is that even possible? You know, and he was like, how does it feel to hold that anger in your heart, right? Because what happens is it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. As we continue to build on to, let me just be more broad, right? To any type of feeling in our body, right? Resentment towards others. It starts to build this wall, right? This wall around our heart, a wall around who we are at our core, which is love, right? And of course, we need to use discernment, right? We need to not allow ourselves to put ourselves in situations where we know we can get hurt again, right? So when we're coming back to this topic of leading with your feminine and our manifestations as we go into this year, what if you forgave yourself? What if we let go of our disappointments and our letdowns and our hurts. And yes, maybe someone hurt us and maybe we were disappointed. What if we let those things go? Right? We won't forget, right? But maybe just forgiving, taking a moment to forgive ourselves, love ourselves, honor where we are and how we, that time and what we went through, and then open up ourselves to something better, something new. Maybe that divine plan that you had desired wasn't the exact aligned action for you, the exact plan that's maybe something better was planned for your life, right? So I just want to bring this to your awareness today is that let's not stop giving up on dreaming, ladies. Let's not stop giving up on experiencing miracles in our life every day. Let's not stop sharing our true energy and our heart and our passion and your uniqueness, right? It's so easy for us to get comfortable, to get hardened, you know, to kind of get ice cold, and we get caught in like doing things a certain way, like in routines and you know, just to protect ourselves and just to even just get through, right? So what if we created space to be more intentional with our desires, allowing ourselves to ask ourselves questions and get clear on what are the blocks, what are the things, because they're not really blocks, right? It's more of just what are the stuck resistance or energy that we might be experiencing in our body, right? Because our mind, and just remember the connection with the mind and the body, it's one. And when we're experiencing resistance, right? Noticing in your body where you're experiencing that resistance and what's coming up for you as you're experiencing that resistance, right? This is how we start to really connect with our intuition. What is she saying? What is our body telling us, right? So this is how our feminine leads us, is that she's always speaking to us, right? Our body is guiding us, right? So she's more, the divine feminine is really about owning who she is, knowing her worth and her value. She's deeply embodied in herself and she magnetizes her desires. Just think about that, right? The divine feminine magnetizes her desires. So how can we magnetize more of our desires? So that means that they come to us with ease, right? We don't have to do much of the work, right? We put our intentions out, we put our desires out, and then there's that deep trust, right? So this comes with letting go of a lot of control, right? Often we want to hold on to the outcome of things, how things are going to unfold, right? Trust me, I am like very much a control freak, and I've had to really work through that myself. And allowing myself to ask for help and know, like, it's okay for me to make mistakes, that I don't have to do things perfectly, right? It doesn't change my worth. It doesn't make me less of a human or less worthy, or it doesn't mean that I'm not going to manifest the things I want or get what I want in life. It just means that I get to breathe, right? It means that I don't have to hold so tight and grip on so tightly to everything in my life and know that if it doesn't work out then my way, then it's not working, right? So take a moment to really reflect and think about that. How am I holding on? What am I holding on to? Where do I need to express myself and honor my emotions and my desires and be unapologetic for who I am, right? So there's so many layers to this work, ladies, and I just would say be gentle with yourself in the process of really owning that truth, right? And this is something I work with my clients on, is really to identify those areas where maybe you feel like you are not enough, or maybe you are holding on to stories that are no longer who you are today, right? Because we are a different woman. We're evolving. We're not the same person that we were yesterday, right? Every day we are in a different state, different energy, and we get to consciously be aware of how we show up, how we take steps in our day-to-day life, how we pull back when we need to pull back, right? Really honoring the divine feminine in her unique essence, her unique power. So let me check my notes here to just make sure I'm hitting all my note, my spots. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee here. Okay, so let's see. Leading with our feminine, being honest with our fears and desires, and coming as you are. And so let's dive a little bit into Mary Magdalene. So I want to go a little bit more into who she was, right? I'm so excited. I'm going to be launching my first course for this year, for 2024. And it's going to be a course on spirituality. And because you ladies are in my podcast, I want to share just like a sneak peek of what it's about. And this ties in very much with Mary Magdalene. So originally the name of the course was going to be called Faith Diaries, but I was feeling into the name and I was just like, oh, I feel like there's more like that could really explain what the course is about. And what came through is to call it Redefining Faith. So it's really about redefining your faith. It's about rewriting your love story about who you are and your life as a spiritual leader, teacher, healer, and creating just a beautiful relationship of what that means to you in your life, of what spirituality means to you, of what connecting to God means to you, and how to embody that every day, how to identify who you are as a spiritual teacher, leader, and noticing, really standing fully in your truth and allowing yourself to go through the mystery of what that is. And I feel like this is something for me in my own journey. I want to share with you my process of how I've moved through a lot of dogma, a lot of trauma, religious trauma, a lot of unworthiness, a lot of shame. I talked about this in a post that I just did the other day, is that coming back to God, it was more about owning who I was as a person. It was about peeling the layers back, because I already was that woman of God. I was already her. I was not broken. I didn't need to be fixed. There was nothing wrong with me. It was really about, really almost like a rose, just kind of, it was like a bud, and then it just started to blossom and just grow and grow and grow. The more that I allowed myself to nurture myself and love on myself and understand who I was able to really bloom into this woman of God, you know. And it makes me cry, because, you know, there's just been so much work that I don't want to say work, it's just more of me showing up. It was me allowing myself the space to just feel and be and question and allow the emotions and the, you know, other women to hold me in my transition of feeling alone, feeling abandoned, feeling unloved, and seeing me in my power, and other women seeing me as that woman of God, that woman that is powerful. And that is you. That is you as well. So going back to Mary Magdalene, she is a huge part of my healing and process of stepping into the divine feminine. And I wanted to just talk real quick about how she had such a beautiful embodiment. And you guys are going to have to watch the movie. I feel like I've already spoiled like maybe just some of it, but you really have to watch the whole thing. But it's not even just about the movie, but if you know about her character in itself, she knew, she had a beautiful understanding and relationship with God, with Jesus. And when other people around her did not understand, even though when other people around her didn't quite understand what the language or the truth that was spoken through Jesus, she had a deep knowing within her what that meant. So when he spoke about the kingdom of God, a lot of people initially thought was because they were looking for a savior. They were looking for someone to come and rescue them externally, right? And Mary Magdalene, she said, no, but I think you're misunderstanding here what the truth is, right? There is a textbook that was put out of the canons because they didn't consider it as a sacred text, right? So I'm learning about these other texts, right, that were omitted from the Bible. And Mary, she had this beautiful understanding of the love within her, right? It was a certainty that she had within her body that even other people would, they just could not understand, right? They would look externally at her and they would label her and put all these names on her, but yet not really getting to know her, right? Don't you ever feel like that sometimes where we go through life and, you know, you have all these different beliefs or systems or values, and yet we don't, people don't take the time to really understand or even just to listen, right? What if we continue to speak our truth, right? And we don't always have people listening, right? There's this part of us that feels unheard or unseen, right? And unloved. But this is, that's part of that wounded feminine, right? We want to create space for ourselves, knowing that our truth is enough. And it doesn't matter what other people think or how they feel or what they view of us, right? We can trust and know that deep within our heart, deep within our core, in our body, in our soul, that we know what's true. Standing in your power, right? Standing in your worth. And I just think that's so beautiful, that deep knowing that she had. And I also feel too that she manifested Jesus. I think they came to her, to Mary, because she, you know, they were saying she had these demons within her and they wanted Jesus to kind of cast the demons out of her. But I don't think that was the real meaning behind it. I think it was more of, she had this deep knowing that other people didn't understand, right? And they thought something was wrong with her. And she was a rebel. She did things differently, right? So if you can relate, I'm sure you get it, right? All you rebels here doing things differently. This is why I love you. So yeah, I just feel like there's so much there that we can go into. And if you ladies are interested in learning more and going deeper in this with me, I'm going to be, like I said, launching my course very shortly. Make sure you're in my email list. Get it plugged in, connected with me on Instagram, Jessica Shugart, and my website is jessicashugart.com. I'll be sharing more details about the course there. So ladies, thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I hope this is resonating with you. Let me know, what questions do you have? What can I dive deeper into for our next episode? I would love to hear from you ladies. And it's such an honor to be here and hold space again. And really looking forward to this new year. I wanted to share real quick my word for 2024, and I feel like it's so appropriate for what we're talking about. The word is rise. Rise. Will you rise in 2024? So for me, it means, will I allow myself to rise when I feel guided to do something? Will I allow myself to rise when times are hard? Will I allow myself to rise when things are good and show up and be grateful and take up space, right? Will I allow myself to rise when it's hard, when I feel overwhelmed? And will I allow my feminine to rise in her power, in her light? I feel like it's such a powerful word, and I feel like it's very relevant to this year. So I'm going to challenge you. You can borrow my word if you want. Or maybe it's just something you need to, that speaks to you for this week, to rise. Rise when you feel like falling, or when you fall, rise, right? I just love it. So just felt really appropriate to end our podcast with that word. And if you're local, I have a Reiki event coming up this month. I would love to see you. It's a full moon night of Reiki, a restorative night. It's just going to be, it's going to be so sweet, a great space of just meditating, relaxing. We're going to pull oracle cards and set intentions and just relax into the night with Reiki. So love you, ladies. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend. This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me.